A virtual ceremony hosted by the National Women's Hall of Fame Thursday night honored six women for their pioneering efforts toward equality. WXXI's Randy Gorman reports.
The National Women's Hall of Fame in Seneca Falls has already inducted more than 280 women for their achievements, but leadership felt that more needs to be done to represent women from diverse backgrounds. And to that end, they began a series of virtual inductions last night, recognizing six black women posthumously, including individuals like Toni Morrison, Henrietta Lacks, and Aretha Franklin. The keynote speaker was activist Angela Davis, who notes this is the centennial of the 19th Amendment that helped secure the right to vote for women, but not all of them, since many black women were disenfranchised until the Voting Rights Act of 1965.
When the 19th Amendment is celebrated today, it is too often only white women who are recognized for their achievements, despite the fact that many women of color fought for this right as well.
Deborah Turner is president of the League of Women Voters, and she notes the presidential election this year saw a woman of color, Kamala Harris, become the vice president-elect.
Millions of voters, the majority of whom are women, are celebrating this year because they prove that America still believes in democracy and the importance of letting every voice be elevated against all odds, even in this year of COVID.
The National Women's Hall of Fame plans to hold future events as part of this virtual induction series to recognize marginalized women of achievement. Randy Gorman, WXXI News.